Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. And today's Friday, so it's our day of prayer and reflection as we explore in prayer the topic we've looked at all week. This week we've been talking about how Christmas was the night that changed everything, particularly the wise. We've been looking at the story of the wise man and what that means for us. And we'll take some time to pray about that now. It's just talking to God, and I invite you to take a moment of quiet, just to focus your thoughts on God and get ready to talk to Him, either aloud or in the quiet of your own heart. Let's take that moment of quiet now. Let's start by addressing our prayer to the God of all wisdom. God who created all truth and all wisdom and is the source of it, even when we find truth and wisdom in others. Well, now let's confess that we haven't always sought God's truth. We're very often taken by lies we'd like to believe. We can run after them instead of running after God's truth. Let's confess all the falsehoods that we have believed over time. Let's confess any time that we ourselves have lied, not spoken truthfully, in the last week or month, or maybe even in the larger scope of your life. Now in thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God, the source of all truth, came to this world. It's called the Word of God, the Logos is the Greek term. He actually became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So let's give thanks for that, that truth is not just something we have to like chase after, but something that has come to us. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God to speak truth into our lives and to help us to speak truth to others. Ask the source of all truth, the Logos, the Word of God, to dwell in our hearts. And let's pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us. This is concluding our series on the night that changed everything. We're going to be starting a new series in the new year. But thanks for joining us all the same. Pray that you have found truth and wisdom in what we've been exploring. If you're looking to explore this in more depth, our Christianity 101 course is a great way to do that. And we're going to be hosting a live course in person in Pickering in a nice cozy cafe environment. And so I'd love for you to join us. Register on our website or app. Registration usually goes fast, so make sure you get there soon. Happy New Year. I'll see you tomorrow. Or no, I won't see you tomorrow. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community. And I'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.